This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Who came along for the ride? Hey, you can't come inside.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
YouTube suspended the Alex Jones channel with its 2.4 million subscribers. Oh, it's easy to dismiss concerns about big tech's actions, all coordinated, it seems, to shut down Jones, because, of course, he's the media's poster child for conspiracy theories. But this isn't about Alex Jones. This is about freedom and our access to information from the sources we as individuals trust and like. If big tech can control the information flow, then they can also perhaps even influence the outcome of the midterms and even future presidential elections.
Essentially, Alex Jones has been deleted, digitally deplatformed from these websites. You wonder if he'll have any influence going forward, because these private companies do have an incredible amount of control over the Internet.
And that's the point. Controlling who has a voice and who doesn't on these monster platforms is tantamount to limiting speech. And as you'll see in a moment, it's also viewpoint discrimination.
Notice that Turd Blossom, Brian Stelter, doesn't tell you, like you didn't watch the days before, that he's lobbying for us to be taken off. He then goes, oh, my God, they took him off. It's just because here's the thing. He can never tell the truth. He's of his father. Let's continue.
It's also viewpoint discrimination. Back in February, Facebook launched a new algorithm that would cause top conservative pages to see a dramatic drop in traffic. And this included personal pages, by the way. President Trump's Facebook page saw a 45% drop.
Notice I told you all this because we have the graphs internally. They did a 50% drop after the election, and then they've just been squeezing ever since, so you don't notice. Continue.
Said their content was similarly blocked on Facebook.
Facebook, along with other social media sites, have taken aggressive actions to silence conservative voices such as ourselves by deliberately restricting and weaponizing our page with algorithms that censor and suppress our free speech.
Next, it was YouTube, who let conservative influencers build up an audience for years, only to end up limiting their channels temporarily.
And pause. Back that up 10 seconds. That's key. Everyone advertises on their big syndicated radio shows. Everyone advertises on their TV shows. Everyone advertises in your small business or in your newspaper ad. For years, you build them up. You create the content. You send people there. They get it all built. Then they go, some SJW said you were a Nazi. Your 35,000 videos and 2.5 billion views are gone. And I'm like, the only thing I'm really missing is like, God, there's some footage of my dog that's dead, my grandma that's dead on there. I should have saved that and downloaded it. But I mean, just the vandals, the anti-free speech monsters. And then they sit there and act like we're the monsters when they're funded by a Nazi collaborator. D'Souza joins us tomorrow, by the way. The film is about the Nazi Soros. Ah, you didn't shut that down, did you, my pretty? Continue.
Next, it was YouTube, who let conservative influencers build up an audience for years, only to end up limiting their channels temporarily, demonetizing them with no warning at all. This has happened to conservative commentators like Ben Shapiro, Dave Rubin, and Dennis Prager. For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking. Just look at what's happened to conservative speakers on college campuses. And after liberal radio hosts flopped on Air America, remember them? Well, some Democrats sought to revive the fairness doctrine to snuff out conservative talk radio. Thankfully, that went nowhere.
But okay, pause. We'll come back to more and special guests, but Mike Cernovich, Vox Day, and others, but it didn't flop. They go up to your sponsors. They harass you. They do all this crap. The reason I know all about this is I've been enjoying it for 24 years. I've been dealing with every level of censorship there is. There's nothing like practice to make you a master. And I know exactly every trick they got up their stinking sleeve. More than they do.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I wanted to get Vox Day on, and then I may even do the fourth hour to take calls. I really want to take your call, your take on the mass censorship that's happening and the censorship war going into high gear. Vox Day, filmmaker, author, comic, libertarian, conservative, nationalist comic book maker. Got a second issue out, already gone to number one. I wanted to get him on to talk about how he was banned 9 months ago on Twitter. Now, Dorsey banned Milo a couple years ago, or during the campaign, I guess about 2 years ago, back in July of 2016, so I guess 2 years ago. And now we've seen all this unfold and accelerate. So why is Jack Dorsey now saying Jones hasn't violated his rules? Is it like Zuckerberg 2 weeks ago? Oh, Jones hadn't violated the rules, and then, oh, we did find he did. Is this some legalese game? But I got to tell you, you've got CNN lobbying right now. Just type it in to search engine. CNN, delete Jones's apps. We launched a new app 3 weeks ago. I figured this was coming. And I said, we got some old apps, 4 or 5 years old. I said, I want a big new badass app 6 months ago. I said, build it. Because I think they're going to ban us. And I think we can push an app to number one. I foresaw all this. And then they'll ban that too. But the power to a jury of being number one, and then just having your phone book address, just how they get to you banned, when you pay for it, you put it into the store, we're now number one. Well, we were number three earlier. We're now number one on news, on Android, and on the whole Apple iTunes system. Now, they delisted us from iTunes to get our podcast, but the apps are still there. So we launched this 3 weeks ago. This all started a week ago. It's now number one, 4.9 stars, and we have gotten millions of people to sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we'll be getting to you soon. MailChimp banned us, Discuss banned us, more than 15 platforms banned us. I've got lawyers saying, no, you have clear racketeering, like top ones, top, you know, like we're talking deans of law schools are calling saying, okay, we want the suit. We can't believe they did this. In the Trump derangement syndrome, the fact that they did all this. So I want to ask Vox Day, you know, Rod Shotgun, one of those, Mike Cernovich coming up. What do you think's happening? Have they? Was this Trump derangement syndrome? I mean, why are they getting so scared? They just lost these special elections. What are they doing? Because it seems like now they went too far. They demonized me as a straw man, to use me as the test case to ban certain people and deplatform them and unperson them. That's now, everyone's unifying against it now. We're getting record traffic now. They are crippling the sites and attacking us, but we'll fix that. I mean, I really think they've misstepped again. What do you think?
I think they're desperate. I think that they know they're running out of time, and they're taking whatever actions they can as quickly as possible in order to shut down the voices of the right that are most influential before the midterm elections.
I agree with you. So what comes next?
What comes next is the defunding. First, you have the deplatforming, and then they're going to go after the monetization. Yeah, they're going to go after payment processors, credit card companies, banks try to limit the ability of your supporters to provide you with money.
Which is beyond racketeering. I mean, that's what the lawyers say. This is so illegal, but they're desperate. They think they can pay out lawsuits. The decision's been made, even when they lose, which they will, so they're going to do this.
Well, there's no question. I don't think that they have much choice because most of these companies are propped up on some level by the deep state. If you look at the $600 million contract that the CIA gave to
Amazon,
what a lot of people don't realize is that Twitter and Facebook and Google possibly have been benefiting from similar contracts. They just were not as smart as Jeff Bezos.
Well, let's go further. Yeah, Bezos, I've been told by high-level former CIA section chiefs, and I confirmed it. Google is NASA and some other agencies. So, go ahead.
I'm not surprised. But Bezos did it openly. You know, he is a better businessman than these other guys. And he's actually interested in business as well. And so that's why Amazon doesn't leap into the banning and the censoring with the same enthusiasm that the others do.
I agree with you. We know that Dorsey's part controlled by that. Why is Dorsey saying no when he banned you?
Well, I think that they're circling the drain. You know, Twitter went way too far too early. If you think about it, they were really the first to start this whole wave of banning. They're so out of control. They didn't merely ban me. They ended up banning my wife, who's not political at all. But she still managed to get herself banned after getting into a discussion with some crazy vegan woman who was stalking her. And so Twitter, I think, is trying to dig themselves out because they've lost so many users. They've lost so many accounts. They don't have the growth anymore. And unlike Amazon and unlike Apple, they don't actually make any money.
That's right. And you hit on something. They've had the New York Times, and they had some people record them, and the Washington Post and BuzzFeed and all the regular suspects calling people, and they say, we'll give you a big profile and say how great you are if you tell us bad things about Alex Jones. And that's like a weird currency they've got, even though it's worthless. And it's the same thing like, oh, even some vegan lady, you're a leftist, so you can get a woman banned. There's no real money or energy or energon cubes or no seeds or no, pork steak or beef steak. It's all just scalping someone. The left is all now about power to control someone. It is the most maniacal authoritarian thing I could imagine. It's literally the archetype of a villain.
Well, actually, that's my PR plan. I've had a lot of trouble with the New York Times and other mainstream media pieces doing hit pieces on me. So I figure a few more appearances here on Alex Jones, and then I'll be able to say, hey, look, I've got all this dirt on Alex Jones. Maybe you should do a nice piece about me for a change.
But the weird thing about a nice piece, I told Politico right when Rand Paul won like 4 years ago, I said, how you'd beat Rand Paul is you would endorse him. And they laughed and they put that in there. They didn't get it. Like, Vox, a New York Times piece endorsing you would be the end of you. But they can't even do that. They don't even get the Machiavellian thing that if they endorsed us, it would kill us. They're so delusional, man. They're such followers.
Well, yeah. Well, I thought it was funny that they thought that anointing Ben Shapiro and Jordan Peterson and Sam Harris as the official New York Times approved opposition was somehow going to help those guys. I mean, even people who were fans of Shapiro and
everyone
Peterson,
turned against him when it became obvious.
Exactly.
We're going to break here, but then what comes next, Fox? What are they going to do next?
What they're going to do next is they're going to go after the lesser lights. I fully expect people like me, people like Jack Posobiec, people like Cernovich, I expect that we're going to start getting targeted as well.
I agree with that. I think, I know, the attack on me is the cover for everybody else getting banned.
There's no question. In fact, I already went ahead and deleted my Facebook pages and my Facebook account just because I figured, you know, if they're going to ban significant figures like Alex Jones, then there's absolutely no point in my making any attempt to build up a platform on Facebook.
And that's the problem. They're signaling that we're not welcome when we're the people that actually produce. Why do you think their stock at Twitter and Facebook has plunged 30% the last month?
Because it's been clear that the Trump administration is not going to permit them to be propped up anymore.
That's you're right. Right again. Vox Day, what do we do then? What does Trump do? Because I'm not bragging here. I literally get asked by people very close to the president, like, write a report. What do we, I'm like, Jesus, I'm not that smart. You guys have this figured out. But we'll tell you right now what we think you ought to do. What should Trump do about the web censorship purge? That's what we're going to cover on the other side with Vox Day. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Front lines of the information war is Alex Jones.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief.
All right, best-selling author Vox Day Patriot is our guest here. VoxDay.blogspot.com. I asked the question before the break, what does Trump need to do? Because I'm not on some power trip. I'm talking to high-level people, and they say, like, you know, a year ago, what's shadow banning? Or, well, wait, or they're, and I'm trying to explain, like, you know, Google's really run by the CIA and the NASA, and here's when they got founded 17 years ago, here's the Intutel documents, and here's a link to the National Archives. And they're like, really? God almighty. Yeah, as you know, they're merging with China, and that Apple's moved over there and give them all the code keys, and there's Chinese spies everywhere, and the Dianne Feinstein's run by them. I mean, let me just tell you, 2 weeks ago, I'm on the phone with people at the Pentagon, at CENTCOM, and I'm like, Dianne Feinstein is a Chinese agent. This, they don't even hide it. Now you see it in the news. So the real reason they're pissed at me is, I do open source research, and I have sources. So I told people on Friday, Dianne Feinstein's going down as a Chi-Com. It was in the news Sunday. I'm not bragging. I'm not that smart. So I'm sick of doing all the work, only in that Vox, I'm scared because we have them. We have their ass. If people just, they are censoring the internet. They are blocking conservatives. They're trying to block the economy coming back. Jerks like Bill Maher saying, I want a depression to teach Americans to come to heel. Well, screw you, man. You're not going to F my family over. We have these people. We have them in the censorship. We have them in espionage. And we have to do it. Not because we want power, but because we don't want these people running our lives. So I'm ranting. I'm asking you, as somebody banned by Twitter, as this whole thing coming down, what does Trump and Congress and our listeners and me, in your view, what do we do before they steal this election by rigging everything and by taking the internet over in the next 3 months? What do we do? Because now is critical, and I gambled everything, and I pushed them into this position, and it's happened again, yet again, what I envisioned happened, but I am now envisioning if we don't press the attack and get this front and center to the president, and if he doesn't take action, we are going to lose. I agree the enemies panic, but sometimes there's an energy, like one of the famous, I forget his name, Lord whatever in Japan said, the way of the Jedi, you know, the way of, which they're copying, the way of the samurai is what's the exact quote? The way of the samurai is recklessness, and 100 men can't beat such a man. Can you guys look that up? The way of the samurai is recklessness. And I actually get it, but it's not that you're being reckless. It's that you're going with your gut and your spirit. That's when you're unstoppable. So if we don't go with the recklessness, I think we're going to at least have a civil war. We win, but my God, I don't want to go there. I see. Choose your adventure. They win. That's probably not going to happen. I agree with you. We have a giant, long, protracted situation that could turn into a new world war. That's happening. That could, or us winning. It's so easy if we take destiny in our hands. Go ahead.
Well, I think that a lot of us are hoping that there is something to the whole QAnon thing with regards to the prosecution of the conspirators and the criminals who have been attempting to subvert the government of the United States. Certainly there is some reason to be optimistic on that score, regardless of whether the stuff reported by Q is literally true or not. But with regards to what we can do personally, what we have to do is we have to stop supporting the enemy. You know, I didn't mind at all when I got kicked off of Twitter, even though I had, I don't know, 33,000 followers or something. because I had largely stopped using it. I didn't want to support them anymore. I didn't want to bring them my traffic, etc. What people need to do is they need to start giving up the addiction to the left's controlled social media. That means, you know, if every person that leaves Facebook causes other people to consider leaving Facebook because they can no longer interact with you there. And the sooner that we reduce Facebook and Twitter to nothing more than a bunch of lefties attacking people who are posting cat pictures, the more likely it is that we're going to win. Now, I believe that we're going to win the midterm elections and that we're going to win the 2020 presidential election no matter what they do. There is not going to be a blue wave. I've said that many times. I wasn't surprised that the Republicans hung on to these seats that they were supposed to lose. I think that you're going to see even more insanity out of the left after the blue wave fails to appear in November 2018. But the main thing that people like you and me and Cernovich and Posobiec and other people who have followings, whether they're large or small, is that we need to build our own platforms. You know, we've built InfoGalactic, which is a very good alternative, a superior alternative to Wikipedia. We need people to start using that. We need people to start editing it. Wikipedia is controlled by only 500 people. We don't need that many people in order to become the dominant information content provider on the internet. The same thing is true of sites like Twitter, sites like sites like Facebook. It doesn't take that many people to get the trend moving in the positive direction. And so the more that we see people moving to sites like InfoGalactic, to sites like OneWay.com, the more you're going to see people reducing the power of Facebook and Twitter and other social media platforms. The one problem is YouTube, because YouTube is run at such a loss that almost no one but Google could afford it.
Well, you're right, and I was misquoting it. It was the way of the samurai is desperation. It's the same thing as recklessness. All I'm saying is, literally, we can beat these people. No one takes the field because the average conservative or Christian is so humble, and that's great. But we cannot just sit here and... I don't want to run things. I don't want to be in charge, but I'm not going to have people that are trying to sexualize my kids or put deadly vaccines in me that they admit are killing people. I'm just not going to do it. So now I'm all in. And so I just realized that I don't know what it is about these evil mental midgets that get power and convalesce together that then want to run our lives. I just know this. They need to get off our backs. And I think this thing that Jack Dorsey is backing off now, I agree. He was the vanguard of censorship. Trump sends one tweet that what he's doing is illegal. He backs off. So the message to Republicans and people is, get on it. Get upset. Have emergency hearings. We can stop this. Instead of sitting there going, you're a private company. You can do whatever you want. No. Your utilities that held things out, that let people advertise and build you up, and now you're letting Democrats do whatever they want and not letting other people do it before, just like blacks not letting them vote in the Deep South during the 1950s and 60s. This is outrageous.
Well, it is outrageous, and my response to this sort of thing is bake the cake. You know, the rules have changed. The whole idea that a corporation can do whatever it wants has been strictly limited legally. It's no longer true. And so Republicans need to stop crying about the fact that things have changed and start playing by the new rules in order to start winning by them.
That's right. And these are monopolies. So you don't get on your telephone and somebody censors it. Okay, they don't do that. We'll be right back with Vox Day, Mike Sermon, some more. NewsWars.com. NewsWars.com. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. with a formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry.
You know, I'm a big historian back when I had time, because I stopped reading Pulp Fiction when I was about 10 or 11 and got into, like, science fiction until I was about 14, then history after that, because it was so much more interesting and there was so much history. Each page had battles, wars, you name it. So I remember reading a few books about Imperial Japan and Feudal Japan before that. I remember reading a quote that I remember just a few years ago and found online of Lord Naoshi Gay. Said, the way of the samurai is desperateness. 10 men or more cannot kill such a man. Common sense will not accomplish great things, simply becoming insane and desperate. In the way of the samurai, if one uses discrimination, he will fall behind. Like Trump said, the deepest thing he ever did was start being shallow. One needs neither loyalty nor devotion, but simply to become desperate in the way. Loyalty and devotion are themselves within desperation. And I'm all intellectual. until the fight starts. And I've learned to just go with the desperation of not wanting to be ruled by these evil people, and that always leads me to victory. When I overthink things and do everything, I'm now a follower. A leader has to be ready to put themselves in the position. And I've done some things the last few weeks that I did on purpose. I only told my father about it, and he's got the record of it. But the point is that I knew at a gut level it was right. Now, I'm betting my native intellect against the globalist. I'm betting my subconscious and my ancestors against theirs. But Mike Cernovich is here. We're also have Vox Day as a surprise for I go to him in a moment. But I don't think we've won, but I think we're in the fight and have the initiative. And I believe this attack is the ground zero to set the precedent for everyone else. For a few days, folks were caught flat-footed, but I'm confident now, Mike Cernovich. We talked about this privately last week. I'm confident now that this, if seized by Trump and others, if they move, this is the big election issue and the election of freedom. And I think the censorship that's already been going on, we had to force it out in the open. I think we're looking at victory. Sometimes you're pessimistic. You're a smart guy. What do you think, Mike Cernovich?
Well, the attacks are only going to intensify. And the good news is that the enemy is emboldened in a way that you want them involved. And they're becoming reckless now. They're becoming, they're not thinking through their next move. It's now just strict bloodlust. And there's two ways that you can always trigger a blunder by an enemy. One is you make them angry and rage. And two is you make them feel like they're winning and that you're about to be defeated, because then they'll take reckless moves. It's a strategic retreat. So a lot of people noticed with me is that I pretended that I was depressed and hiding out and stuff. And then I came out with the James Gunn thing. And people, a friend of mine who actually understands these things, a very high-level person in the Pentagon, said, you just did what Genghis Khan, the Mongols would do, is you would retreat. And then everybody thought, oh, we got you guys now. We're going to destroy you guys now. And then suddenly you find out that this was all a ruse. And, of course, I was never despondent or demoralized at all.
And I got that, and I get what you're doing. Here's what I'm saying. You just mirrored what I was saying with a twist. Desperation is not arrogant lust for power and hate and a rage. Desperation is looking at your kids. You got to get out of the situation. Your brain makes the right decision instinctively. I mean, you agree with me or disagree that a lot of times I want to hear your real take. You call about archetypes. I more and more go off my gut after I've done the research, and I just make a prime approximation and go with it, because if I overanalyze, it may fail. When I go with gut, it seems to never fail. Do you get what I'm saying, how I made the choice to bring them out?
Oh, well, I know so three things. One is that, in fact, there's a whole chapter in Guerrilla Mindset about your gut and how your gut is referred by scientists as a second brain. 75% of your serotonin and dopamine, those neurotransmitters, are actually in your intestines. People think that's crazy, and then I say, well...
No, it's been proven. We have a second brain in our spinal cord and our guts.
Yeah, so it is there, but the samurai...
Of course our brain's going to want to know what we're eating. I mean, right. Of course.
Yeah, so literally your gut is your instincts. Now, what the samurais were talking about is the alignment of purpose and the alignment of your higher levels here, and then the instinctual stuff that keeps you alive.
Total commitment. You're talking about total commitment.
Correct. Total commitment. Singularity. I call it the singularity of focus. Where you know that, and this, of course, was in the Hagakure, was written about also, where they said that a samurai is so committed to his purpose that he may be struck down, but he will take the enemy with him, because he's so committed to that strike that he will take the enemy with him. So that is the singularity of purpose. The desperation spoken about in the samurai literature is a little different than...
mad rage.
Lustful,
controlling rage. I agree.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that you're despondent. It's a very, very specific word lost in translation. It doesn't mean
you're... No, I agree. Desperate means you're total... I agree. Your body's aligned in total commitment.
Right. So for me, and you too, because I remember a year ago you told me that you were going to do this, because I told you I wish that you wouldn't do it. We had a long conversation in person in Austin.
Well, go ahead and tell the story then, since you brought it up. Then we'll get Vox Day's little present for you. Go ahead.
Okay, so I came out in Austin for the Megyn Kelly thing, and I said, Alex, they're going to kill you. Here's what you have to do. You have to quit trolling. And I told him, because that's the thing, people always say, oh, you know, you talk shit on Alex Jones, crap on Alex Jones. No, I do not. We, man to man, I just said, I think you got to quit trolling. Absolutely, 100%. And you said, actually, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to troll the media into even more traps, and I'm going to bring them out even more. And I said, okay, you know, reasonable people can disagree on the right approach here. And you did. And what you've done, though, is it's interesting, because what you've done is made the media lie. And here's what I mean. When I read the articles, they go, oh, Alex Jones threatened Mueller. I go, oh, crap, what happened? 15 articles I read, Alex. I promise you, I went to Google News. 15 articles said that you threatened him. None of them showed the video. None of them showed the video. Then I watched the video and I go, wait, it was just like a spaghetti Western sketch. So anybody who's actually committed now realizes, wow, that the media, they just lie about everything.
And I knew they'd lie, so I didn't lie to get them to do it. I was honest, but I figured, I told my dad this, I said, this will trigger them with the total ban, which will then alert Trump and everybody else to make it an issue. At a gut level, I knew that being desperate, being aligned in purpose, that it had to happen, and now it's worked. So.
Well, and it had to be done in the open. I mean, the good thing about this is that they're murdering you in the open, which is better than the shadow bans. Now a couple of things happened that were advantageous. One is that I had begun retweeting a lot of members of Congress recently.
Let's come back from break and do that. But Vox Day, your good friend's riding the shotgun with us. And Vox had a surprise for you as we go to break. Vox, go ahead and take over here, my friend.
Well, I was just kind of amused, you know, when I heard that Mike was going to be on, I figured it's time to start sporting my Cerno fashion.
Amazing.
Put that back up there. I like that Cernovich face. Oh. I like that. I'm going to wear one of those.
Yeah, it was like.
By the way, I'm not one of these egos. I want to celebrate other men that are fighting tyranny. I'm serious. That's a great shirt. How do people get one of those?
Oh, they have them at crypto.fashion. They're,
and by the way, we don't like to do this. All of us are very humble, but we have to celebrate people that are on the front line, like Trump and Cernovich and you and so many others. Mike, you want to comment on this new shirt? Have you seen this?
Oh, it's definitely great. It has a very sort of ominous, it's like it could be the new shade. I was even a little bit scared by the image. I'm like, oh, wow.
Well, it's kind of fisheye. It gives you that gorilla look. Let's put that back up.
Yeah.
It's the Che Cernovich.
But it's not a guy that thought Hispanics were subhuman and hated black people. It's a guy that loves everybody.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, I heard in college that Che Guevara called Mexican subhuman roaches. I went and bought one of his books, and the son of a bitch actually says it. And then I see Mexicans everywhere wearing that. I'm going to say this. That piece of crap shirt. God almighty. We'll be right back with Mike Cernovich and Vox Day, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Our news app's now number one worldwide.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
These are not heady times. These are historic times, and we're getting into inside baseball, but we do. I never troll with lies. I will say something that's very clear. I am politically, spaghetti western music at high noon, metaphysically, this is a showdown of powers. I'm not backing down. Mueller's not backing down. We're going to have a shootout, like Red River shootout in football. Knowing they would go with that, so I could illustrate, they're the ones saying really kill Trump, attack his family. You know, CNN, go after Scalise got caught, or he got shot. They're sitting there going, got caught in gunfire. They're trying to kill 17 members of the Freedom Caucus. And CNN's like, well, the guy really was, you know, mad at Trump. That's so sick. I don't want violence. Everybody knows that. But they would play that double standard. So that's the type of stuff I do. Now, Mike Cernovich is here. Vox Day's going to leave us a moment. Do a little bit more with Mike Cernovich. But as we pull back here, and we see the lay of the land, I'm mad at Trump about continuing the war in Afghanistan. He means well. He's a great guy. He's not a globalist. I love him to death. I'm mad about him continuing to not expose vaccines like he said he would do, but I'm sure we'll get to it later. But just sitting there, I mean, it took us a long time to get him informed about shadow banning. I know I got him a report in his hands a week before he talked about it, and then they got even worse right on time for me. And I'm not name-dropping. We were pushing hard. Like the campaign's like, well, what do you want to tell the president? He wants to know what's going on. What you want? And I'm like, what I want is him to go after internet censorship or we're going to lose this midterm. This is a campaign violation. They're giving billions to the Democrats, letting them promote and banning all Republicans and shadow banning. What shadow banning? And I'm like, the head of the campaign, you're this big guru that knows all this stuff. I'm going to stop right there. How on earth? So, Mike, Vox Day, jump in any time here. I love Trump, and I know he's a good guy, but he loves Fox News and the damn New York Times too much. I know for a fact he reads New York Times all day and sits there and watches Fox News. Used to they bring him clips of my show, clips of Cernovich. His son would bring those to you, you know, to him. This is the issue. They're blocking everybody. They're intimidating. They're doing it. I'm mad at Trump only to say this because it'll get to him. What does Trump need to do? Vox Day, Mike Cernovich, or do you disagree that this is the big enchilada right now? About forcing internet censorship out in the open and what's happening. We've done it. I've pawn sacrificed myself. The listeners get it. Sure.
Well, the issue with Trump is that Trump's great is like a Greek flaw. Trump's greatest strength and is also his greatest weakness. And
that he thinks he knows everything and he's totally self-confident, so he's a man in his own world.
Right. And he really believes he could have won the election without alternative media. 100% believes it. So from his mind, he thinks, well, it's bad. This is too bad. I don't like it. It's happening. Oh, but
he wants to act confident, just like he wanted. His supporters are being attacked everywhere.
Exactly. So, in his mind, if all alternative media is banned, it's not a big deal. He'll be fine. He'll be okay.
Doesn't he get alternative media and all these social networks had 95% more bandwidth and people than the frickin' Fox News?
No, he doesn't. He believes.
Well, let me tell him then. Paul Watson had videos every day with average of 6 million views. At least 10 of them had 35 million views or more. They deleted them the day Hillary lost. They ignored us and didn't think we had power. Paul was way more reach than me. Okay, I'll say it. Anybody. Paul didn't even know it. We had billions of views for you that all disappeared on our Facebook, Trump. You didn't have billions of views on that stupid-ass Fox News. And nothing against Fox News, but I want to win this. Hell, man. Trump didn't know how much he had. Sorry, go ahead, guys. I'll shut up.
But if we're going to win, then we need to stop screwing around and playing on Facebook's platform.
No, I agree. But what I'm saying is Trump can make them open it up for everybody. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But that's a mistake. We don't want them to open it up.
Yep.
We want to build our own platform.
We haven't built the platforms yet, Vox. The reason I'm like this is we're 2 minutes to midnight. Vox, make your point for 2 minutes. I'm sorry, then Mike. It's just I'm telling you, we have to attack them on censorship and election meddling now. That is the answer. Go ahead.
Right. Well, but then we should be going after them on racketeering, on collusion. People need to be filing private suits. But the reality is all of this stuff is secondary. The main thing is to turn them into MySpace. The main thing is to get them.
No, I agree. If we leave them, that's great and they die. I agree. But now, in the next 3 months, I don't think it happens now. People are pissed they've been censored. I think Trump makes it a big issue. They back off for the election. We win. If not, they're thinking he isn't noticing. They're saying, will he notice we're stealing the election ahead of him losing? Then we'll impeach him. Go ahead.
Well, again, I think that they'll make these efforts, but I think that the trend towards nationalism around the world and in the States, the fact that the economy is doing well, the fact that the tariffs are having the
positive effect. No, I agree that we win long term, but we may have a civil war if we don't beat it now. I'm going to come back to you, Vox. You got to go in a minute. Cernovich, I've been ranting. You were trying to talk. Just, I feel at a spiritual level desperation. We're going to win if we take victory in our hands. If we don't make Trump and others, which Donald Jr. is ready to do it, everybody gets it. Everybody's ready. If Trump doesn't lead this train and point it out, the only reason we're still on Twitter is because Trump told Jack Dorsey, watch your ass.
Well, I mean, I'm actually quite pessimistic about the immediate near-term solution. The strikes on you are the big white whale, and that's not racial, of course, for the illiterate liberals from Media Matters who watch these for clips. That's not anti-white people. That's
no, he's Captain Ahab was out hunting for me.
Exactly. But the Soros people, they're not literate, so they don't even know. They don't understand that reference. So you're the white whale. Now they're going to go after everybody, but they're going to go after you even more. And you and I'm not going to say why, but you and I know how they're going to do it. And, you know, I don't want to give them any more ideas. They are now banning Dinesh D'Souza's Death of a Nation from theaters. That was just on Dinesh's Twitter feed. You, sir, are costing a college applicants for people, which is good because in the long term, I'm optimistic, but I'm laying out the short term case. I sent a link to Daria where a college administrator was not going to let somebody come to college because they followed you on Twitter. Didn't like you, didn't retweet you, followed you.
So there's totally mafia harassment. That's what I mean. Not even about us. It's the serious racketeering going on by Democrats. I think Trump makes that an issue.
Well, yeah, but in the short term, there's going to be more bodies, literal and figurative, for right-wing people, independent thinkers. Because, as you know, 20% of your audience is actually liberal. 20% of my audience is liberal. They're just fed up with the lies. They're going to go after anybody who wants to talk about vaccine awareness and report on vaccination.
No, I agree. Do 5 more minutes with us. I'm going to finish up with Vox Day. Again, Mike Cernovich, everybody should follow him while it's still there on Twitter. Vox Day at voxday.blogspot.com and Vox University. And again, Mike Cernovich, where's the best place for people to follow you outside of the main combines?
Yeah, Cernovich.com, CERNOVICH.com. That's where I do the blogging. And as you know, I do a lot of stuff that isn't political because you can't do what you and I do if your mind is not in a good place.
No, I agree. Let me tell you, I'm trying to get off this subject. God, I'm sick of it. I would have already retired if they kept messing with me. All right, in closing, Vox Day's got 2 new comic books out. And I sell them at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get them wherever. InfoWarsStore.com. Alt Hero, Rebel Cell is the second one. Crackdown's the first. Awesome comic. And it's revolutionary in a world, you know, run by Soros to do this. So tell folks about your latest work with Alt Hero.
Well, we've signed with a movie producer. And we are currently talking to some independent studios who are not Democratic dominated. And Alt Hero number 3 just came out 2 days ago. It's called Reprisal, and it's doing very well. We'll have it out on print, and it'll be on the Infowars.com store very soon. And, you know, a lot of people look at this stuff and they say, oh, well, this is, you know, it's just comics, it's just silly. But this is where the seeds are planted for the revolutions of the future.
Yeah, these are the archetypes of the future. Let's talk soon. Vox Day, you're amazing. Folks can get Alt Hero 1, 2, and 3 at InfoWarsStore.com. Or if they want to buy direct from you, I don't care. Where do they get it?
They get it at Castalia Books Direct and Arkhaven Comics.
All right, you're awesome. We'll come back with a few more minutes with Mike Cernovich, and then we've got Roger Stone with big breaking news coming up. Here's the bottom line, because I forgot to plug this hour. I am selling the highest quality supplements from the best top labs in the country, discounted. Just like my info is world-changing, our supplements are world-changing. When you buy these and sign up for AutoShip, cancel any time, get 10% off. You can remember to support us each month until you don't want to support us. Fight the bully. Save the internet. Save InfoWars. Super special. InfoWarsStore.com. And let me tell you, DNA Force, 50% off, world-changing free shipping. Secret 12, high-quality medical bottle vitamin 12, 40% off free shipping. Get Brain Force. Find out now. Fish oils, krill oils for your children, everybody. Whatever you do, realize the fight is now. We're not funded by Soros. We're funded by you. And you make the decision now whether to win, draw, or lose. The T-shirts, the air filtration, it's all there. The Alt Hero comics. Check out InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you're a zombie. They hope you don't realize they're so afraid of this info. Back in 2 minutes with Mike Cernovich, then Roger Stone and more. Whatever you do, listening on radio or TV.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.